Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. It's been a good day. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yo.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And, time for some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey.
Well, you know, we do this segment every day called Would You Rather? And it made me this morning think about that, the game that we play, Would You Rather, which is all fun and games, right? Mm-hmm. But I think about my life. I was speaking yesterday at the Youth Entrepreneurship Program in Dubai. At the expo, I spoke to a really highly educated group, and but even with all that education, you know, I met women with engineering degrees, men who had doctorates, and to be honest with you, I was probably the most least educated person in the room, because of everybody that was in that room, I was probably the only one that didn't have a degree. But yet and still, I was the speaker at this conference in Dubai yesterday. And the thing I've learned is, no matter what your education level, you still, after you get this incredible accomplishment, after you make to reach this incredible goal, which is an amazing goal to reach, by the way, to educate yourself, to get a degree, to get a PhD, to have a master's. I mean, I'm constantly amazed at people who have the ability to do that, because I couldn't complete that task. But I'm amazed at how people can gut it out and go through school and survive that whole process. But after you've survived that process and you awarded this degree, this certificate that hangs on your wall, that represents to anybody who wants to employ you that you're teachable, that you have the ability to learn and retain information. How do you take that and become successful? And that's why I come in at. Because in spite of the fact that I don't have a degree of any kind, I can speak to a room full of people who I don't know and be requested as a keynote speaker in an event like this. Because one thing God has given me is an amazing journey that I'm able to share with people about the process to success. See, once you understand the principles of success, you can apply them to anything. You can apply them to your engineering degree, your doctorate degree, your medical degree, your science degree, your mathematical degree. Whatever it is, you can apply it once you learn the principles of success. So when you talk about I would rather, I was talking to this group and afterwards we did a Q&A and it lasted a lot longer than I was supposed to be there, but I just felt like staying with them because they were so curious. So I have some I would rathers in my life too. And one of them is, I would rather fail pursuing my dreams than to live my life without them. I really would. You know, somebody on Instagram the other day was talking about, he said, I get tired when people come to me and go, how's that little business you got going? You know, and his response was something to the effect that, what you mean, how my little business going? I don't ask you how your little job going, the one you got to ask for permission to be off on Thursday. And I thought it was so funny because it spoke to how people really look about your dreams and stuff and how that little business going. Well, guess what? I would rather fail pursuing my dreams than to live in this world without them. I tell you that right now. Because in pursuing your dreams, you are living. Because you are living, man. Pursuing your dreams means you're waking up and you're going for something. If you don't ever pursue your dreams, man, you're waking up in pursuit of what? What? I'd rather fail pursuing my dreams than to live in this world without them. I would rather die trying than to never have attempted at all. There's a poem out, and I'm paraphrasing again, and one of the stanzas in the poem says, the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust, blood, sweat, and tears, not to those cold and timid souls in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. I would rather die trying than to having never attempted at all. I feel sorry for people, man, who don't attempt to live their life to the fullest. I really feel sorry for people because they don't know what they're missing. They don't know the feeling of waking up pursuing something that seems so far away. And you don't really know when you're going to get there, which leads to my last one, too. Because I would rather know the feeling of being almost there than to know the feeling that I'm nowhere near it just because I never started. You understand what I'm saying? I would rather know the feeling of almost there. And some people don't like that feeling. Man, I can see it. I can taste it, but I'm not quite there. Man, and I know that can be frustrating at times, but I would rather feel that than to know that I'm nowhere near it simply because I never started. What is that feeling? How do you live with yourself every day, man, knowing that you're doing nothing, nothing to better your life, nothing to better your position, nothing to sharpen your skills, nothing? I'd rather be the guy, man. Man, it seemed like you be getting so close, Steve, but something always happened. I'd rather know that feeling than to know I ain't nowhere near because I never started. Those are my closing remarks. I love y'all. Appreciate it. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.